Welcome to the Truth About You podcast with me, Ali Knight, intuitive soul coach and empowerment alchemist. I'm here to share with you the truth about you and me and everyone. We dive deeply and quickly into who we really are at soul level and how it is to be human in this game we call life. This is the podcast for you if, like me, you are willing to question everything, release the conditioning that holds you back, and really create the life you came here to love. Hello, another bite-sized episode today. And I'm recording this as I am walking around the park in the spring sunshine, listening to the birds and really using my eyes and ears and my senses to tune into nature. And as I've been strolling, I've been thinking about how we live as humans and how we have become detached from what is one of the most ancient and helpful ways of living, and that is living seasonally. And we're seeing much more of this around at the moment. There's much more information and support and encouragement coming back for approaching life seasonally. And so I just thought I'd record a quick episode about how I do that and what it could be useful for you to think about in terms of your energy levels, in terms of your feelings and emotions, in terms of those times where you feel most activated versus those times where you feel most like you need to retreat and nurture. Because all of this is by design. All of this is 100% natural. And I believe all of this is how we should be living. So in my work with clients, in my soul mind container, we only do things seasonally or in cycles. So we use things like the seasons of the year, so spring, summer, autumn, winter, to shape what it is that we're offering. But within those seasons, we use the lunar cycle to set intentions, to activate, to know when the best time is during that natural energetic movement that it is to work hard, to feel like working hard actually isn't a big deal, as opposed to when it is in that natural cycle that it's really important to rest and to nurture and to take more space for yourself. For my clients who bleed, we will work and look at their menstrual cycle, because each of these cycles, each of these seasons have a bearing on the ebb and flow of our energy levels, of our feelings, of the quality of our thoughts. So just to give you an example, I know that during dark moon, so just before new moon happens, and indeed just before I bleed, my thoughts are not entirely reliable. So that'll be the time in the cycle of the month where I'm highly even more sensitive than usual. So I am likely to misinterpret even the most basic of statements that somebody might make to me. I'm also likely to focus more on what's not going well as opposed to what is going well. And that all is a sign for me to give myself loads of nurture, give myself loads of space. And in knowing that, so having that information about myself, it gives me full permission to remember that this is a natural part of the ebb and flow of how I am. And so it gives me full permission to just surrender and not have to force myself to push through it. I know that it passes because it does every single lunar cycle, every single month of my menstrual cycle. So living seasonally and cyclically, even, and psychically, of course, if you're me, is a really amazing tool for life. So whether you are a business owner, whether you're a parent, whether you're caring for dependents, whether you are free, young, single, busy, knowing that there are natural peaks and flows in our energetic blueprint can help us shape everything from our diary and what we commit to during those times, and to also what's best for us to eat and how much rest we need at any given part of our season. And so if you're interested in tuning into this and making the most of it, because it really is a powerful, powerful way to live, it makes life so much easier, then my best advice is to start tracking what is natural for you. So literally day to day, over a period of 2 to 3 months, and I know that's a big ask, but write down even one word about how's my energy today, or how were my emotions today, or what are the quality of my thoughts like today. Start to notice your own patterns, because when you know what those patterns are, you get to plan with them, you get to work with them, not feel like you're pushing uphill all of the time. Having to push uphill, having to stay at this sort of static level of output, which is what the modern world would have us believe we must do, is what's causing so much burnout. It's contributing to people's mental health needs. It's contributing to people's increasing tendency to numb out rather than be conscious and present. We are not built to be at a flatline level of output of our energy. We are attuned naturally with nature. We are attuned naturally with our own nature. And so my best tip is to start just noticing the patterns. When you've noticed the patterns, you get to powerfully choose a lot of what you do and when. And if you give yourself permission to do this, it might just change your experience of life. Sending you loads of love. My love, thank you so much for listening. My biggest desire is that this episode of Truth has helped you connect even more deeply to yours. If you've enjoyed listening, I'd love you to share your truth by rating the podcast on whichever platform you use to listen. I'd really love you to connect with me on Instagram at Ali Knight Coaching, or through the sign-up form on my website, alinightcoaching.com. And lastly, I'm sending you all my love as you peel back the layers and reveal the most beautiful and sacred part of you, your truth.